Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mahil.
Well, Peter, we'll take them in the order in which they were played. The first game was in Fintra yesterday. It was Kilcare against Four Masters. Kilcare, 3 goals and 13 points. Four Masters, 8 points. An easy victory for Kilcare, one would say.
Yeah, it was a very, very easy victory. Competitive for a while in the first half, but really there were teams, Kilcare in one tier and Four Masters in another tier as regards this year's championship. Four Masters haven't been going that well in the league either, and that was reflected especially early in the second half. They did put up a fight for a short time, but once Kilcare got through for the second goal, Andrew McLean, they got a great goal from Ryan McHugh in the first half, which really was only the difference between them at the break, 1-3 to 3 points. But it didn't, the 3 point differential didn't really reflect even the first half, because even playing against the strong breeze, Kilcare had nearly all the possession, and you know, it was, you nearly felt it was only a matter of time before they would make the breakthrough. And once McLean got the second goal, and then Stephen McBrearty, who is coming into a real rich vein of form at the moment, he had a superb third goal, and I think that was game over at that stage.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, did Patrick McBrearty play?
Yes, Patrick McBrearty started the first game that he started in I think for the club since back in, I suppose, May June time. Now, it didn't look as sharp as, you know, we expect Patrick McBrearty to be. Word is he hasn't trained that much since, even with Donegal, since picking up this knee injury around the Derry game. That was towards the end of June. So, you know, he does look a little rusty, and you see, going forward, I'd say Michael Malloy would be hoping that you know, his star forward would be maybe sharper, because there will be tougher challenges ahead.
Mm-hmm. When are, I know we'll come to that in a while, but when are the semi-finals going to take place?
Semi-finals are due for this day fortnight, or this fortnight from this weekend. I don't know whether there'll be one on Saturday or Sunday. I don't know what the plan is there, but that's like next weekend is the All-Ireland senior final weekend, so yep. It's obviously free from championship games, so it's the weekend after, and I think it's maybe 2 weeks after that they're planning the county final. So there is a fairly short window, but you know, we are getting down to the business end of things, and you know, I'd say come by 10 to 8 or 7:45 this evening, we will have the best four teams left in the competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the second game. McCool Park was the venue between Niamh Connell and Termon, a much closer game, the closest so far, and Niamh Connell, well, they did what everybody expected, winning by 11 points to 1-5.
Yeah, it's been one of the features of the three games played so far is that the losers have all scored 8 points. Two of them scored 1-5, and Four Masters scored 8 points yesterday. So, as you say, this was certainly the closest game so far. It was expected that Niamh Connell probably would win it easily, but Termon are good fighters, especially in the championship, and you know, they have been playing a fairly defensive system this last. They've tried that in Kilcare and Towney in the final group game. It didn't really work out for them. It worked out for them for quite a while in that game, but then when the floodgates opened, it didn't really help them. But they weren't really expecting, I suppose, to win that game. They were just trying to keep the scoreline down, and in the end, it didn't materialise for them, and they got through. But last night, when they got, just a point down at half time, and then when they went three down, a goal from Ricky Gallagher had them back level. But you know, we did expect Niamh Connell to pull away again, but it wasn't the easy victory that the Glenties boys were expecting. And maybe in some ways, maybe of the three teams that are through to the semi-final draw, Niamh Connell might be in a more happy position at this stage, because you know they've just scraped through, really. Yeah, and the other two are there with big scorelines, and you know, they'll have to replicate that when they get to the semi-final.
Yeah, Niamh Connell, I suppose, hit the headlines beating St Union so comprehensively, and that's why the high expectations.
Yes, but there probably would have been high expectations, Niamh Connell. There always is every year because they have that mixture of county players involved, and you know they have a lot of talent and a lot of good underage talent coming through as well. And you know they will be there or thereabouts, and you know we would have been putting them down as one of the top four teams at the start of the year. So they know it's nothing that we didn't expect.
Mm-hmm. So two of those that you expected to get through certainly got through, and today a similar situation. St Michael's, the nearly team, one could say, haven't won the title there or thereabouts, but a massive victory over Mallon today, 3-15 to 1-5.
This is probably the shock scoreline of the three so far, because you know after Mallon going to Gidore and getting such a great result, it was expected that they would put it up, and you know Mallon have done it in the championship. That surprise victory against St Jenner's in the quarterfinal a couple of years ago, and you know they had pedigree, but this is a very very disappointing result for them. And you know the game was over maybe before half time with St Michael's. They were out of the blocks, and like Andrew Kelly getting a couple of goals, and you know this is a great result for St Michael's. Wasn't expected that they would win by that margin. You know they are one of the form teams. They're top of the Division One league. There has to be a hunger about them, you know, to get that first Donegal Senior Championship. You know they've made it to a final, but you know the talent that they have. The marquee players that they have, Colm McFadden and Christy Toy, probably deserve to have Dr. Maguire medals. You know, and they have Martin Michael Henney, Daniel McLaughlin. You know, they have a great backup team as well. And on this form, you know, it wasn't really their marquee players that did the scoring for them today. So, you know, you would expect that they will be tough opposition, and they should be raring to go. And you know, after only scraping through by 2 points against Lynn Finn in the final league game, the final group game in the championship, you know, you wouldn't have thought that they were in a great place. But maybe it's been the introduction of Declan Boner. I don't know. Declan has, you know, obviously has given them something, and it was expected. I certainly expected Mallon to be much closer than that today, but that was a shock scoreline in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were listening to the commentary here with Brendan Devaney and Oisin Kelly, and really they were saying from the first few minutes that St Michael's getting through for scores too easily. They seem to have a good plan, and you know, as you say, not their star players were doing the scoring. It was the like of Michael Langan and Andrew Kelly and Daniel McLaughlin and so on. So they seem to have all cylinders firing.
Yeah, well, if you can get you know those type of players playing to that level alongside the Colin McFadden's and the Christy Toys and the Martin McElhenney's, you know they're going to be they certainly have the talent to you know put another couple of top performances together, and that's what they need to do. And I assume everybody in the county would be delighted to see them, you know, back at that level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose most people were looking forward with anticipation to the big game this evening in McCool Park, 6:45, throw in for Glen Swilly and St Union's. How do you see it going?
That is, once the draw was made, that was the big game. You know, the two probably top sides, as you said earlier, I think today, they've won the last four, or maybe it was Oisin said it on commentary, that they've won the last four Dr. Maguire Cups between them. And this, and just checking back on this millennium, the 15 finals that have been played, St Union's have been involved in 10 of them. They've won 6 and lost 4 since 2000. Now that's a remarkable record for any club. And like they have been the dominant club. And it's probably only in recent years that Glen Swilly have you know come into that bracket. And you know that has come about obviously, well, because they have a couple of very, very class players in Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher, and you know you add in Kieran Boner and Gary McFadden and players like that in the supporting roles. But you know, primarily, you know, if you're playing Glen Swilly, if you can stop Michael Murphy and Neil Gallagher, you're, I suppose, halfway there to securing a victory. And, you know, when they met in the final last year, Maxie Curran had a plan for when Sean Hensley went back to full back and did a covering job on Michael Murphy, did a really good job. But, you know, you don't do that every day on Michael Murphy, so it's all he needs is the supply, and you could be picking the ball out of the net. But, you know, it's a fascinating game. You know, all the players are back from America. You know, Rory Kavanagh, obviously, a big, big player for St. Junans. Hopefully he's fit, fully fit and raring to go. And, you know, they have probably much more talent and more back. It's a much more difficult job for Maxie Curran to pick his first 15 than it is for Michael Canning. And, you know, this is a big game for him, his first year as senior manager, a young man. And, you know, but he has a lot of the backroom team that were there before with him. It's very, very difficult to call. If somebody would give me €50 and I had a free bet, I probably would put, I'd just opt for St. Junans. That's because of their record. You just can't dismiss that record that they have. 10 finals of the last 15, they've made it. And this is only quarter final stage, but it just shows you the talent that they have there.
Mm-hmm. So there are going to be four teams in the draw. Are there any combinations that would excite you? Would they all excite you?
I think they would all, you know, at this stage, Miles, no matter who wins this evening, I think that we couldn't quibble that the best four teams are left in the championship this year. And, you know, that's exciting from a supporter's point of view, from a footballer, from the footballers, from the clubs involved. Kilkara, are in some ways the odd ones out. They haven't reached a final since 1993, which is surprising given that, they have been regarded as one of the favourites maybe at the start of the year in the last 4 or 5 years. But, you know, they have disappointed. Now, you could say this was a good year for them because they had a lot more young talent coming through now. I know they have a few injuries, and it probably will be dependent on Patrick McBurty getting back to, you know, somewhere near his best, and obviously having Owen McHugh. I think he may be ready for the semi-final. He's been troubled by a groin injury, but he has played very, very little football this year. They probably will need Conor McShane back as well, especially if they were drawn against a team with a big full forward. They would have a small enough full back line without Conor. He hasn't played any football hardly in the last couple of months either. So, you know, there's question marks over Kilkara, but, you know, they have as much talent as anybody else, and they're the one team that haven't reached the final since 1993. That's a long, long time, you know, for a club that has been there or thereabouts during all of that time.
Mm-hmm. And Niamh Connell, well, they've been there as well, winning it back, was it 2006 under Jim McGuinness?
No, 2005 and 2010, yeah, they have two titles, and, you know, they've been threatening to come again. They did well the last time. They got to an Ulster club final as well. So, you know, they have a lot of talent. Nobody will want to, and I think that they're coming in onto the radar after playing Termon and only winning by 3 points. I know it was, the conditions were much more difficult last night, and I would say playing under lights isn't maybe fair on some clubs. I think it might be an equaliser as well. I would, you know, club players are not that used to playing under lights and playing big games. So, and especially with the lights on and heavy rain and bad conditions, it can be an equaliser. Maybe Niamh Connell are better than that, but they probably would be happy enough that they've just come scraped through by 3 points, and all they wanted to do was to be in the draw.
Tell me, overall, has the championship been good this season? Has there been an interest in it?
There hasn't. Well, it hasn't really caught fire until now. I suppose the only couple of results that, you know, caught the eye up until the quarterfinal stages was probably Niamh Connell's big defeat of St. Junans by, was it 10 or 11 points, and then Mallon's win in Gidor. Apart from that, you know, most of the results were, you know, you could have predicted them. And, you know, but, you know, from now on, the semi-final, the quarter-finals, obviously, up to now, haven't excited, but apart from we would be hoping for this game this evening to raise the standard or raise, you know, to, I'm sure there's going to be a big crowd there for that. And then we will have the best four teams for the two semi-finals. You would expect to have two crackers of semi-finals when they take place in a couple of weeks' time.
And the draw will be made after that game this evening?
The draw will be made live after that game, Glensolly and St. Eunice this evening. Well, hopefully, you never know, it could be a draw. I don't know, does it go to extra time or does it, I think it goes to a replay, so maybe the draw will probably be made anyway after this evening.
Yeah.
So.